Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Show Radio Show. Crotch Show Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the whippy, the whippy.
No wonder, because my fucking mic was off. Guys, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're not going to be doing too much politics today. I almost thought I wasn't going to be able to make it today. So, how's everybody doing? I'm joined today with my boy Glenn Z today from We Are Change New Jersey. How you doing?
Former Crotch Shot co-host, We Are Change New Jersey, launching our own podcast pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Kicking the issues in the balls.
Yeah, yo. Also, I got FEMA coming on, and I got Benny Carnero coming on the show. We're actually going to be going through Craigslist ads and making fun of people, where it's going to be funny. Also going to be doing some prank calls. But first,
prayer for good radio?
No more prayer for good radio. Let me get FEMA on the line. You know, and play his theme song, which is really not going to help me because he's my Jewish friend. So, you know, I know I'm going to get Louis B's a Zionist. He had Zionists on his show. So,
Hello. Why hello?
Hold on.
Now introducing, straight from the Ukraine, flying halfway through Europe to land his ass in Israel, then to come across the ocean to United States to screw over black hurricane victims, I now present to you FEMA.
There you go, the triumphant return of FEMA. How you doing?
I am well. So, and thank you for asking.
Yeah, man. First, wanted to get into I got Glenn on the line in case you didn't know.
Hi there.
Oh, okay.
No, nothing. Okay.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
I feel like a punk now.
Yeah, you just got punked. So, if some of you don't know, like in the early days, we during Blog Talk Radio, I had Glenn Z and Felix. We had like a rap battle going.
Wait, did you just call him Glenn Z?
Yeah.
What?
That's his name.
I'm just gonna let my head hang and. Do that thing right. Where you just shake your head.
Do we have to pronounce people's last names all the time?
Jesus, I'm sorry. All right, we got G. Right,
Z appended at the end of whatever. That's you right there. You know, that's no issues with that at all. No problems with that.
Yeah, apparently I got Jim Stachowiak, some dude on another radio show who's semi-retarded, been known to touch young boys, which has been reported not by me, but by another website, saying that he was in Panama touching boys, and there was a song that came out, and he got it taken off my YouTube, because he's afraid of the truth coming out.
Uh-oh.
So he's going around telling people that I came out on my show as a homosexual.
A homo.
According to the chat,
people saying that I'm a homosexual.
Some bitch took you this long to tell me?
Oh. Well, no, and that I have full-blown AIDS.
Your new name is Louis B. Nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at it on the bright side. If I have full-blown AIDS, that'll pretty much take care of my weight problem now, wouldn't it?
You've got the AIDS.
There you go.
Well, you got to make sure you don't have the HIV.
Oh, the HIV. The notorious
the
HIV.
The high five.
Yeah, Jim's listening to the show right now. Like, Jim's
who cares?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Let him listen.
Reach across and touch him with your fist.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on his show saying, I buy bullets. I buy incendiary rounds with bullets. Yeah, that's because your ass is too much of a pussy to use the weapons God gave you.
Hey, Louie, why don't you, I know you don't want to talk about it too much, you got a show lined up, but why don't you mention what we were talking about off air? This perfectly segues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
How people are hating on you, too.
Yeah, no. Me and Glenn were talking about this forum that we frequently post, Truth Action, which is a 9/11 truth forum. And I posted some articles that I wrote about Luke stealing money, about there being a Freemason in the group of We Are Change, which is taboo, which is really ultimately taboo.
According to the group.
According to the movement. According to the movement, having a Freemason in the group is... having a Freemasonry as a whole is a no-no. Okay, so why does this group allow a Freemason in the group? Well, I post all this info, expecting to garner support for my stance on transparency and stuff. So, this guy goes, oh, well, this guy named Julian from, he has his own group, because apparently, he doesn't like Luke, allegedly he says he doesn't like Luke either, yet he's done everything he can, when he comments on my post, to defend Luke, and he's also, with Glenn, he's posted stuff on some actual...
That isn't even critical of others in the movement. I try to stay away from that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's actual real research. But apparently it's... You know, I don't want to make assumptions, but...
I'm getting called a Zionist, too, by the way.
Oh.
could we call you Glenn Zeedy, at least?
You can spice it up whatever way you want. Just don't call me COINTELPRO.
Louis.
Because then we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Louis.
Yeah.
This guy, his name will be Glenn Zeedy.
Glenn Zeedy.
Please.
Why got to be Glenn Zeedy? Now I'm starving.
You see, it has a bigger effect on you.
I'm starving right now.
Well,
thank
you.
After the show, I got to go to Vito's and pick up some fucking baked Zeedy.
Bottom line, Louis, how concerned are you about your life and Jim Stachowiak?
We're gonna have to call
Jim. You know, my life is totally unaffected by Jim. Jim says I live down the street from the Statue of Liberty, and that I live behind in the back room of a porno shop.
That's so good, dude. How did you get that good rent there?
Dude, they only charge me 400 For $100 a month, all I gotta do is mop the sploosh from the fucking viewing booths.
And you get all the movies you want, right?
I get, oh, yeah, I got all the movies I want, and since it's owned by Indians, oh shit, the chicken tikka masala.
Oh man, and what about the chicken maki?
Oh, that's fucking
your dog's
fantastic.
Getting hungry, Louis. Yeah.
I'm ready to eat. Yeah. I don't know. Yo, let's you, Glenn Zeti and I, let's go to Jimmy's and Yonkers. We're gonna have a nice.
Why the fuck are we gonna go to Yonkers?
Yonkers? Because that's where Jimmy is.
I'm not going all the way to fucking Yonkers.
Well, I don't see why not.
It's too fucking far.
Oh, and according to the chat, he's not really listening to you. He's just tuning in.
Oh, suck it then. I'm sure he had some stupid shit to say.
That's like saying, yeah, I wipe my ass before I take a shit.
Yeah.
How does that work? Okay.
Either way, he's walking out of here with shitty underwears.
You want me to get this harassment thing out of the way? It's not that big of a issue.
Really, the Cosmos, John Gold, and fucking Julian from TruthMove.org. I mean, it
has an update to their website in like 2 years.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
And I'm being criticized.
Mm-hmm. Wow, they really fell off. TruthMove really fell off. I mean, I'm really disappointed. They really should have done something. I mean, I don't understand why it's still up then, because there's nothing new on there.
See, here's another thing. Think what you want about Alex Jones, but I also got criticized on Truth Action for posting a video of the Obama Joker thing that I made. And, you know, I did a Truth Action in that video, actually. So we had other things, you know, 9/11 Truth, besides that Obama poster in there. And yet I was criticized saying that I'm not allowed to spread this on their forum, essentially.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
So we're not allowed to talk about anything except controlled demolition, according to these people.
I mean, but this whole 9/11 thing, there's so many facets to this. Mm-hmm. There's so many components. It's not just the one thing. Because even if it was controlled demolition, that doesn't necessarily prove that 9/11 was an inside job. Because, you know what?
Yeah, Al-Qaeda could have gotten in there.
Yeah, Al-Qaeda could have gotten in there. And,
just to play devil's advocate.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know. I mean, so that's just, you know, that's just the how they did it, you know?
Well, look, let me just briefly comment on this whole situation with myself, just because it parallels your situation. I mean, again, I don't like to toot my own horn. I'm not Luke Rutkowski with tens of thousands of donations. In fact, I don't even have a PayPal. I don't ask for donations. But I even see people like Robert Wanick whining up on Facebook and other places saying that he's jealous he can't get the money that people like Luke and Alex make. And well, that's your own fault, buddy. You know, he's made a sensation of himself on the internet. I don't see why Robert Wanick couldn't engage in the same scams that a lot of these other people are.
But Bobby's on there fucking acting like a gangster rapper smoking weed.
You know, he's completely changed, and
like,
he's going through a phase right now where he's very ineffective as a truther, and that's exactly what they want. They want you to descend into this monkey-like, ineffective state where you're basically just concerned with entertainment. And a lot of people have said that in this movement, that they dropped out because it was so overwhelming that they decided that it was just a money scam. And sure, there's a lot of charlatans out there, but that doesn't mean that the cause is forsaken.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if you drop off because of somebody else acting like an ass, that just really proves how much of a fucking pussy you are. Bottom line, that means you weren't really a true believer. And my motto, and I told you this all the time, G, Glenn Zeti, if we're going to go with that, all right? Happy? Are you happy?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know, I always tell people, and I always tell people this whenever they have a problem, like, I'm just like, yo, suck it up and power through. Because that's all that is. Because if you stay stuck on these problems and thinking, oh my God, you're not going to get nothing done. So you sometimes you just gotta look at it and acknowledge it as this is just a shit situation, and the only way you're gonna get past this is by sucking it up.
And Louis is the best example. I mean, I had so much difficulty believing that this was going on because I wanted to believe that other leaders in this movement were like myself and, you know, motivated for the right reasons. But no, it turns out Glenn Z and a couple others, like, you know, Louis here, are the only ones keeping this movement in check and actually doing real work. And unfortunately, Louis, I mean, fortunately and unfortunately, because we're, you know, going off to the side here instead of powering through, like you said, in a linear fashion, you know, we're becoming deviated with all these infighting things, but it's necessary at this point. And you've inspired a whole generation of people now to go out and question not only Luke and Alex, but a whole bunch of people in this movement.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, in every industry, I mean, if you're going to talk about industry, in any movement, there's always somebody self-policing. There's always an internal police. The police have their internal affairs. There's always a checks and balances. This country was built on checks and balances. How come there's no checks and balances within this movement? Why is it the fact that you want to check someone and make sure that there's nothing, you know, no one's being corrupted by what's going on? Or look, all this bad shit is allowed to happen. How many people have been made to stumble? They just decide to quit because it's like, oh, you know, you're like, oh, look, Alex Jones is making money, which is why there's a joke. The answer to 1984 is 1995. It's like, come on.
Well, look, oh, really? I always tell people you shouldn't be jealous of other success, but certainly keep them on their toes and criticize them when necessary. But I've done nothing but put out good research and good information.
And
these people are claiming that I have a history of disinformation. And the guy from Truth Move, you said Julian is his name?
Julian, yeah.
He's particularly saying that I'm a tool and that I'm an embarrassment.
Here's the kicker. He emailed me when I first started questioning Luke. He wanted to meet up with me. So I don't understand what the change is.
I think Julian emits a foul and unpleasant odor.
Okay.
Just an FYI.
Alrighty.
Well, go ahead. You can still talk amongst yourself.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, you can do what these big, big names do without necessarily all the fancy studio equipment. And that's what they don't want you to know. They want you to continue they want to continue centralizing power and attention on themselves.
Which is really stupid, really.
And telling us what to do, but as soon as we put out information, it's criticized.
Especially in this movement, having anything centralized is a huge mistake. In any case, there needs to be like cells. There has to be a cell, like a terror cell, but without the blowing up and without the durka durka.
But see, we're split up so much that we're ineffective at this point. Truth Move, We Are Change, New York 9/11 Truth. There's at least three groups in New York City proper. So how can we even have any kind of movement if New York City can't even have its own movement? And it's just unbelievable what we've turned into.
Well, really, I mean, I don't really count Truth Move because how many times have you seen them out there? I've only seen them out there like twice in like the 3 years I've known about them.
Yeah, so jealousy is what it really comes down to. I just wanted to read my response.
All right.
To these trolls on the message board, and that'll be the it for this issue. But this basically sums it all up. It says right here in the link that I posted in the chat. I live right here in Jersey City with a front row seat to what actually happened. To imply that I'm COINTELPRO or profiteering or fear-mongering is completely inappropriate. We never ask for donations on WeAreChangeNewJersey.com. We've never made any money. In fact, the money that I did make in donations from our last movie screening was about $20, and that's after I split it 60-40 with the people who were hosting the event. So we didn't make any money, and that money went towards printing up more DVDs of that movie that we screened. But again, $20 is chump change compared to the tens of thousands that Louis claims to have uncovered missing from New York, We Are Change. So compare that right there. And then the fear-mongering, I've actually predicted attacks successfully twice. I called the Moscow train bombing a week before it happened, and then more specifically and more recently, I called the Times Square event before it happened. And people are criticizing me on that, saying that there's no proof that that was an inside job. There's proof six ways to Sunday that Faisal Shahzad was an intelligence asset. He came from a rich family. It was a whole setup. They were going to have, the Obama administration was going to have this big spectacular event in Times Square to show how tough they are, but we caught them in the act, and I predicted it a week before it happened. So I have a history of good information. That's A, in my defense. And then B, we don't ask for any donations, like I said, unlike the New York group. And also, I've made videos documenting the police reports where I actually have been targeted by COINTELPRO. And as hard as it sounds to believe, in both cases, the police said the number led right back to the White House. Okay? So this is not a joke, not a game. I know I'm under surveillance. I don't know if Alex Jones is, probably. Anyone who questions government is. I don't know if Luke Rutkowski is. But I know I am, for sure. And the police corroborate this 200 different ways. So they want to criticize me for being COINTELPRO. Meanwhile, I actually know what human agents are like, and it's not like the movies where they wear dark sunglasses and wear dark suits, okay? They wear plain clothing and they act like regular people. So, and then the last thing to mention here is that they say that we shouldn't finger people specifically in the movement, and that's irresponsible of us. And I responded saying that that's the most idiotic thing I ever heard, because I thought the whole point of this truth movement was to expose who did it, not just why and how they did it, and also to prevent another attack. So there you have it. I'm being criticized for pointing out who did it, unlike these other truthers who basically tell everybody else, question the official story, but we're not going to tell you what actually to believe. No, we need to have a cogent, coherent argument as a movement if we want to be taken seriously. And I think that's our number one mistake, is that we rely on slogans like inside job that were given to us by somebody else. We need to come up with different ways of explaining this to different people, and we need to pull in as many different people as possible instead of preaching to the choir. And that's what people like Truth Move and Truth Action are doing. They're preaching to the controlled demolition cult of 9/11 truthers. So that's basically all I had to say, and I finish out the statement here by saying that the people on these forums are the ones making irresponsible claims when everything that I've done speaks for itself. I don't claim to be perfect. I've apologized for previous mistakes, but these people don't seem to do that. It seems that they want to dictate how we can act. And all these forums are becoming loaded with disinfo and trolls, and they're calling any genuine researchers disinfo. So that right there speaks for itself. If you don't like myself or my presentation, start your own radio show like Louis did. Start your own website. Otherwise, shut the fuck up and don't tell me what to do.
Exactly.
I think Glenn Z speaks very fluently in in the English language, and I'm very impressed. Given that he's you're off the boat, right? Originally.
No. I was born in Sea Caucus, New Jersey. I was born here in America.
I just wanted to hear you say Sea Caucus. I usually say Sea Caucus.
Well, however you want to say it.
There you go.
What the fuck?
Now, Louis.
What the f?
I need you.
Secaucus, relax.
He said Sea Caucus.
Secaucus.
It's Secaucus for us.
Secaucus.
Westerners. He pronounces it Sea Caucus. Huh? See, that's a big difference. Now, are we going to go to Yonkers or not?
We're not going to Yonkers.
Now, can you give me one good reason why you're going to sit in your ass over there?
I'm not sitting my ass.
I'm not going to go to Yonkers.
Why we got to go all the way to fucking Yonkers is what I need to know.
Because we got to meet Jimmy.
Why can't Jimmy meet us halfway in the Bronx? And why are we having this fucking conversation? No one knows what the fuck is going on. What the fuck is the bit? What the fuck is the bit?
First of all,
this bit sucks.
No, the bit does not suck. It's not a bit. Okay?
Oh, Jesus.
It's not a bit. First of all, why do you want to meet in the Bronx?
Why we gotta go all the way to? You know what?
Why do you gotta stretch your syllables to make it the Bronx?
The Bronx.
And not the Bronx.
Mr. C Caucus, no one asked you a question.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you? Howdy, kid.
Hold on, let me get Benny. Let me get Benny Carnero on this. Here.
You're not gonna get Benny Carnero in on this. Holy crap!
We're getting Benny.
Get a
getting Benny on here.
Bada bing.
Goddamn Benny Carnero.
Quiet.
Oh, that fucking WAP better pick up.
Hello, we are not a...
Fucking
it's that guy again. I keep on telling you. He's got this butler. He always picks up the phone. With this old proper voice and all. Making you think he's from Harvard. I don't really take too kindly to that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well. Yeah. We only got like 4 minutes left till we get to our first break.
If we're gonna go to Yonkers, at least you could do it.
Shut the fuck up.
Let me know what the weather is like.
Anyways. Speaking of which. Damn it! Where was your music?
I'm going to go outside for a little bit. Smoke the cigarette.
All right. All righty. Hold on. Let me get it ready. I didn't have the music ready. We got to do the news.
Yeah, I know the weather before we go to Yonkers.
We got to get the weather and traffic going.
Well, you need to.
Yes.
We got to know before we go to Yonkers. Yeah. To meet Jimmy. Because Jimmy's waiting there with the van.
Stop making fun of my accent and me saying the Yonkers. I say Yonkers, all right?
I'm not making fun of you. I'm only
agreeing. You're making fun of my accent.
You're the one who doesn't want to go to Yonkers. Jimmy's been waiting for us there like a freaking prostitute, charging $5 for everything. He's waiting there with a van.
And again, you steal my fucking joke. Every time I meet up with this kid in Manhattan, you know, I tell him, look, we gotta be here by this time for the movie to start. This motherfucker comes 20 minutes late, has me fucking waiting for his ass on the corner like a fucking hooker. I mean, everybody comes up, honks their horns at me, asking, hey, how much? And I'm like...
That's because they know you're Hispanic, and they're asking you if you're selling any materials. You know what I mean?
No.
Any materials.
No,
to
it's
To their
not
credit.
The...
I mean, I'm not calling them bad people. It's your fault. You're standing there looking all Hispanic and whatnot.
Where the fuck did I put that damn thing?
So, you know, it would really please the rest of us here if you... You really switch on the weather report so that we can know what the weather is like tonight before we go to Yonkers. I mean, Glenn Zeedy over there wants to know too. He's been sitting there all patiently.
Are we really going to stay with Glenn Zeedy?
It would please me. It would please me if we would stay with Glenn Zeedy. And I think Glenn Zeedy over there is enjoying it.
All right, we got. All right, ladies and gentlemen, news and weather.
Alright, this is the Crotch Shadow Radio Weather Report. Thank you for joining us on this fine Tuesday night. I'm standing here on the I-95.
Oh shit, hold on, we gotta do this after the break. We gotta...
Fuck you in the ass.
Fuck you in your fucking ass.
Alright then, we'll come over to the Yonkers and we'll get it right through.
Yeah, well, we gotta do this after the break because I got like a few seconds before that and then we'll get to the bit. We'll be right back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
The foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consign, consent, resist, refuse, and create. Direct love wants to the traces. Suit up for...
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
You are listening to Irritate the State Radio Network.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR60. Additional 1,000 bonus points only from Delivery.com.
Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the ProVape 1. The ProVape 1 is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The ProVape 1 brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your ProVape 1 today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern on irritatethestateradio.net. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the crap out of the issues. In fact, let me try to get Benny again while we're doing that. News, the Crotch Shot, traffic and weather report by FEMA.
All right, thank you for joining us this night. All right, I'm standing here on the I-95, and this is the Crotch Shot Radio report for the weather. It looks a little bit nice outside. It's not like it was yesterday. Jesus Christ. Did you see it? It was pouring outside the whole night. Man, I didn't know what to do. I tried to avoid some weirdo in the alley the other night, but that's okay. Anyways, we're looking at some clear skies. It's going to be warm tomorrow morning, especially if you're all going to be heading out to Yonkers. Steer clear of all that traffic that you can hear, obviously, in the background. Oh, hold on. Okay. I had to avoid a swerve there. They don't know how to drive these days. Come on, you see a guy walking in an aisle, well, you gotta steer clear of him. Uh-oh. Alright, we're clear now.
Oh, we're clear there?
See you back in the studio.
Alright. Alrighty, you're back?
Dude, people don't know how to drive these days.
Nah,
freaking standing on the I-95, it should be pretty damn obvious. Avoid the pedestrians. Yeah,
let me, I'm getting Benny on the line. He tried calling me.
Hello?
Alrighty, we got fuck it, goddamn Benny Carnero.
Okay.
What's up?
That's good. You know who I am. I don't have to say my name.
All right, then.
Motherfuckers know me.
I'm introducing you to the rest of the...
Okay.
You got FEMA. You got
Glenn Zeedy.
Yeah, Glenn
Zeedy.
Yes.
That's going to be his name.
Are we going to have the battle of the Sephardis versus the Ashkenazi?
What? Yeah, whatever, bitch. Anyways, we're going to be talking about why we're not going... Louis B. does not want to go... Yeah.
We're going to have the battle of the Ash... It's a never-ending battle. Hey, you
close your mouth.
You want
to say
rep the party. Okay.
I'm trying to say something here. Louis doesn't want to go to Yonkers with us. Because we got to meet Jimmy over there.
That shit was just hilarious to me. It's like the battle of the... But the what?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, whatever, bitch. I'm sorry, that was... Oh, man.
Hold on, I got some... We need to call some people. Hold on a second.
Yeah, we got to call some people. All right, give me some numbers. We're going to be doing some pranks.
I want to call a pizzeria. I really do. You know, can you please call one of them pizzerias?
Okay, I got a number. You ready?
Okay, shoot.
718.
Okay.
665.
Okay.
5878.
I smell a good one. Now hurry up, because Jimmy is waiting for us with the van.
All right. Who is this?
Kind of late, I don't know, to go.
We're about to find out.
Cinema View.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, I was just there. In the back room. The chicken, the orange chicken, the General Tso's chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no good. It made me shit my pants.
Huh?
You put MSG on there.
General chicken and orange chicken.
Okay, this is what I wanna do. How much for you to give me Yankee Cranky in bathroom? Your mother.
Wait, okay, I got another one.
Was this the Dental Institute of New York?
Yeah, probably not.
I got another one. You ready?
Alrighty. Hold on.
718.
Okay.
542.
Okay.
3921.
Wait, are you calling your dentist?
Yeah, we're calling. Yeah.
Can I do?
Hey, what's up? This is Kim Jong-un. Just calling to let you guys know that we're going to be moving in and we're going to be launching some missiles. And by the way, how much for the chicken fried rice?
Chicken fried rice?
Yeah.
Give me some more large.
I'm going to slap you in your face, gook.
Small 325.
Oh, okay, 325. All right, how much for you to give me a hand job in the bathroom?
What's that?
Hand job.
No, with that.
Wait, does that come with a Diet Coke?
No.
Okay, how about some butt sex? Does that come with crunchy vegetable?
I don't know.
Okay, do you have anyone that's speaking English?
Yes. Hold on.
All right. English.
Hello?
You speak English?
Yes, English.
I need somebody to rub my nuts with some vegetable oil. And maybe...
Vegetable oil?
Yes.
You can leave her alone, you know.
Your mother.
Wow. Can I get a change of pants for that?
All right, you ready?
Man, that was point blank range, Louie. You slapped the shit. You said... What did you say to that guy?
Oh, man, you don't even know what he said, ZD.
All right, you ready?
It's just too priceless. You had to be
718.
All right.
665-7533.
Right. Okay.
The same number we've been calling? Compose yourself.
Yeah, hi. My name is Sing Tao. I'm with a meat market here. We're selling fresh animal meat. Are you guys interested with all your meat needs?
Huh? I can't understand.
You can't understand? Do you have a nigger over there that speaks English?
What do you want?
I need to speak to some nigga over there that speaks English.
Oh, nobody.
Nobody speaks English?
Yeah.
How the hell... Oh, your mother.
You know what kills me? What kills me is one of the Chinese restaurants...
What?
Be about business. They wanted to get the business out of you, even though he was saying he was going to slap them. Oh, Chinese people, bless them. I like Asian people. Yeah, about that dollar. They'd be like, oh, you call me home? Yeah, here's your order. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he's like $3.50. I remember that.
He proved the point. They're about that money. That's funny. He was like, you fucking whore.
Yeah, he charged you. He gave you an amount.
Yeah.
He wasn't even listening to what you were saying. He's like, $3.50.
Oh,
you want me to rub your nuts like $3.50? Sweaty in the mouth? Oh, that costs extra.
Yo, and they're still open. Imagine, these are Chinese spots in the hood, so they got the bulletproof glass.
Oh, shit.
That's how the Chinese spots in the hood are like. Oh, and they're in the building, too. Like, they'll have a building.
Yeah, you could tell your neighborhood is being gentrified when the Chinese restaurant takes down the bulletproof glass.
Really?
Yeah, they took down the bulletproof glass.
I'm telling you, it's a phenomenon.
In fact, they started being nicer because they, you know, because back in the day before the white people moved in, they're like, motherfucker, hurry up! Hurry up and order! Hurry up, motherfucker!
All right.
And like, you know you could get chicken at the fried chicken spot next door too, right?
Yeah, word.
They hate black
people. Yeah, you ready for this one?
Spanish places.
All right.
Why? What's... Yeah, all right. I got one.
Nice.
Ready?
I love those.
Yeah.
Good job, you guys.
All right. You said a Spanish place. All right, give me a second.
Well, Spanish
718.
Okay.
Wait, 718-364-3831, and this is a Spanish spot.
Louis so good at these.
What kind of Spanish spot?
It's a Mexican spot.
Oh.
I need to order chicken mofongo.
Okay, hold on.
Hello, Channel 1.
Hey, Border Jumper, how you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Do you take reservations?
Chinese food.
Chinese food. Oh, okay. Do you sell a blowjob in a bag?
No.
No. Okay. Do you? How much for fried rice? You told me it was a Spanish restaurant.
He's illiterate. He's from the illiterate part of the Bronx. You got them all keyed up. And
that was hilarious. He was like, Chinese.
Chinese?
Your opening statement, Louis. Hey, Border Jumper.
Hey, Border Jumper. Damn.
Just slap the shit out.
I pranked you, bitch.
Oh yeah, very
right
good.
To
you trust me?
Yeah,
that was pretty good. Well,
my mistake. I had the fucking amoeba fucking telling me shit. Damn.
Oh right. Man.
Yeah, I people in the chat room, I need some phone numbers. Oh God.
Wait, I'm gonna find something, dude.
damn, you know, and that shit would have worked too if it was an actual Mexican.
I have a number for you.
Okay.
All right, 718.
Okay, who's this?
It's a restaurant. 718.
718.
597.
597.
1344.
1344. All right. Yeah. No. Who? What kind of restaurant is that?
Spanish.
Okay.
I got one for you, Louis.
What kind of Spanish, though?
Dude, don't worry about it. Oh.
I gotta worry about it. Place ain't open.
Because that goes to show you that Spanish people don't work as hard as the Chinos.
Damn.
That's not true. There's one there's one open 24/7 in my neighborhood.
Yo, Louis, I guarantee you, if we wait till 4 in the morning, a Chinese spot will be open.
What do you call that place then, Louis?
Louis, you want to call a Middle Eastern restaurant?
Okay.
Oh, please. All right. I don't know how you're going to spin this one, but...
Yeah.
Maybe throw in the Al-Qaeda or something.
Don't tell me what to say.
201.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, man, we're calling. 201.
432.
2400. 2400. And this is a falafel spot I used to work at.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man, a Sea Caucus place? Yeah.
There's Jersey City.
Hey, Aladdin, how you doing?
This is Ibis.
This is who?
Ibis.
Okay, these nuts. All right. What? Look,
who are you trying to call, buddy?
I'm trying to get me some falafels, and you want to play on the phone right now.
I'm not playing anything, my man. I don't have time for games.
I swear to God, don't make me march over there and slap you. I just want to get some fucking falafels.
All right, come over here and slap me. Try it. Come on.
I'll come over here and I'll kiss you in the mouth with a fucking bat.
You must
bat.
Have just watched the Jerky Boys or something,
look,
huh?
Yeah,
Jerky Boys in the 90s, my man.
Look, don't get smart with me, okay?
I'll get smart wherever I want. Right? You want to come over here or you don't want to?
You must think you're Kamal then, motherfuck.
Damn.
Damn,
oh, call him back.
What happened?
Call him back.
Fuck.
Gotta hit him with the fire.
Dude, you couldn't get a word in edgewise. You're taking too long. You gotta do it, man.
Fucking... Yo, Aladdin, how you doing?
Yeah, no, you gotta hit harder than that.
Oh, what?
Dude...
You're gonna hit harder than that.
Harder? Okay, harder. How much harder? Oh, hey, I just got like, some. Oh, I got it. I got it. Like, I got it. Don't worry. I'll make a Palestinian joke. Hold on. Motherfuck. Yeah, I got some fucking white phosphorus for your ass.
Listen, man, I don't got time for this. You want to be tough, call me unblocked. Call me with an unblocked number.
I'm not calling with an unblocked number. Why don't you carry around a dead baby after
call
the
around
after
with a,
Israelis
call me with an unblocked number. You're a man.
Whatever, you Palestinian faggot. Don't make me fucking knock over your house.
Number.
Go back to the West Bank.
You're a fucking pussy.
Get out of my neighborhood. But he hangs up, though.
Huh?
But he hangs up, though.
You gotta hit him hard. You keep, you know, phosphorus, grenade.
White phosphorus.
Half the people can't even spell phosphorus.
What is wrong with you, man?
White phosphorus. Damn, how the hell do you hit him hard?
You gotta hurt his race. You have to find out what he is and hurt his race.
Yeah, gee, what's his fucking race? Because he sounds like he's a fucking wop.
You'll have to. You have to get acquainted with him, with his culture, breed with their women, and learn their ways.
Or Or just guess what he is, you know? Just be like, you freaking Greek.
They're Middle Eastern, man. They're Syrian or Lebanese.
There you go.
I got no
fucking... We have to baby walk you?
I don't got no fucking Lebanese jokes.
No, but it's the...
It doesn't have to be a Lebanese joke. It's Turban Head. All right.
We're moving on. Well, give me another number.
Call my fan, nigga.
we're done with that one.
All right.
All right, here, I got one. I got one. You ready? Hit it.
Yeah.
Just had okay, 347.
Who's that?
597-6820. Don't worry about it. 347-597-6820.
Wait, I do gotta. You know what? Y'all people just want me to. I can't just be doing that shit on the fly. You gotta tell me what the fuck it is.
Just call the number. Stop complaining.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Thank you, Jesus, for Google.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is James Stokoviak. I'm looking for a lady to spend some time with me tonight. How much for 1 hour?
Okay, where are you located, hon?
I'm in the Bronx.
Oh, the Bronx?
Yeah.
The Bronx is $200.
All right, $200 for 1 hour?
Yeah, so what part of the Bronx are you in?
Grand Concourse.
Grand Concourse and what?
And 58th Street.
And what street?
158th Street.
Oh, wow. You're down there in the hood.
Yeah, I swear to God, it looks like fucking the Congo over here. I understand.
Yeah, it's a war zone over there. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a driver that'll want to go over there. We usually service World War I and places like that in Riverdale.
You see,
you're kind of in a bad neighborhood. The best thing I could do for you is to tell you to go to rent a hotel room.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If you rent a hotel room, you call me with the room number. I'll send you a girl. You know?
Right. Do you, by any chance, do you have any ones that like have Down syndrome or special needs, stuff like that?
Do I have any that have what?
If they're like slightly retarded, you know, because I can't. No,
I don't have nobody like that. Sorry.
You know, anyone with like at least a huge overbite that looks like they have Down syndrome, because I'm kind of intense, like some like an ugly chick. Do you have any ugly chicks?
No, sorry, not tonight. Maybe another night. Goodbye.
Is your mama available? Damn.
Awkward. Oh, I got a good one.
Is your mom available?
I got a good one.
Oh, God. I want to call some more Asians for some reason. Asians seem to be the funniest to fuck with.
They don't understand what the fuck you're saying.
Yo.
Let's go up with something more exotic.
Yeah, let's get some fucking soul food restaurants.
Soul food? How do you get that?
They're not open. The only people that are going to be open at this hour, you know.
Yeah, I just gave you a number of a business that was open at this hour.
Yeah,
West
Coast. Compton? You want to call Compton?
You could call a taxi service.
I know
Compton. Dude, remember the good day, Julie?
Yo, dude, you're in the middle of a war zone. Damn, Grand Concourse is 158 streets like that, dude? Freaking not even Hunts Point is that
Louie,
bad
anymore. Louie, I'll get you a number. Right here. You ready?
And use your real accent. Stop fucking trying to use that fake American accent.
What? I'm glad the government's watching you. This is terrorism, you crotch shot radio folks.
Hi. Anyways, Louie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one. I got a number.
You got a number in the chat.
Okay, yeah, I got
718.
Okay. Alrighty. Hold on.
18-992-1842.
718. What?
992
1842 1842 Can I get like a hair braids place?
I'm telling you, Troy from West Virginia, son. Troy from West Virginia. We got a second hand chat room.
Just dial that number I said.
Okay, afterwards. Get this guy in the middle of the night.
You fucking boner. Oh, shit.
That's two people now.
Oh, shit. Fucking
Casey
Ben.
Casey says call
Benny.
Troy.
Fucking Benny.
Oh, he's fucking Benny.
Fucking Benny.
All right, go ahead.
Damn, was that Chinese?
Hello, Chanel Sean.
Oh, konnichiwa. How you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking for some Buddha, 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 Buddha everywhere.
What do you want?
I want some rice with some Buddha, 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 Buddha everywhere.
No, I don't understand.
Can you, do you have a nigga that speaks English?
No.
Oh, Asian lady, no one speaks English?
No.
No? Why you...
What do you want?
I want food. Don't yell at me. I need someone to speak English. Ah!
I don't speak English, okay?
Why don't you... How you in America and you don't speak English?
No.
I will slap you with my nuts. All right, look. Motherfucker.
All right. Louis. Louis, while he's composing himself, here's the next one. Wow. He's giving birth to a baby seal. Hey, Louis.
Do you have any Buddha, 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 Buddha everywhere?
Louis.
What?
3:10.
I love that.
Louis. You ready, Louis?
Yes.
3:10.
3:10.
6:37.
6:37.
15:03.
15:03.
You want soul food? You got it.
Alrighty.
Oh,
Compton.
Shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Here come the nigga jokes.
Brace yourself.
Everybody put like your tables. Invalid number.
Put your table in the upright position.
Put your table in the upright and locked position. It's an invalid number, nigga. You gotta find me another one.
Alright.
Yo, call Troy.
3, 2, 3.
Okay, hold on.
You're getting another request from Troy.
From who?
Troy wants you, Casey in the chat room.
Fuck Casey.
And Troy wants you to call him.
Yeah, okay.
He's lonely.
3, 2, 3.
Alright, Louis.
3, 2, 3.
You ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 3, 5, 6, 6.
566.
8629.
8629. Okay. Everybody, get ready. This is gonna be a doozy.
Good evening, Jordan.
Evening, fat ass. How you doing?
Who is it?
Hi, my name is Joey. I want to make an order.
We're closed.
Oh, you're closed, you fucking racist cunt?
Yes.
Don't make me fucking... Come on, I just want to get some jigaboo sauce.
Okay, well, we're closed. Good night.
You're closed? I'll go up... Oh, you...
Are you ready?
Right. No, I'm calling one more time. Motherfucker.
Hello, how the fuck do you number? You ready?
Alright. Look.
Ready? 718.
Alright.
93.
Alright.
7805.
Okay, wait. 718-93.
No, 718-293-7805.
Alright. this is fucking so stupid.
This is a Jamaican spot in the Bronx.
Oh, shit.
Hello.
Hey, Bati boy, how you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have any coconut bread with the beef patty?
What's that?
Look, don't be a fucking fossy hole. I want to make an order.
It's Chinese food. What do you want?
Oh, you're Chinese food?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a nigga that speak English?
Yeah, what about?
You speak English?
Yes.
All right, look, I got some, I hit a dog. I just want to know if you guys could cook it up for me, put it in some fried rice.
What kind of fried rice?
I hit a dog with my car, you see. And I want to bring it to you so you could cut it up, cook it up, and put it in fried rice for me so I can take it home.
No.
Look, don't be an asshole. I'm going to pay you. I don't want to.
I don't do this. I'm sorry.
Why don't you do that?
Well, don't do that.
You think... Seriously, I'm going to come over there with the dog. If you don't cook it, I'm going to kung fu fight you with my turtle kung fu.
I just said a little bit English. I'm sorry.
You... Look, and then I'm going to take your wife, fuck her in her flat ass, and I'm going to push her face deeper on that bed to make her face flatter.
You hit a dog. That was good.
Oh man.
All right, we've got
hold on, I got more
for you.
Okay.
310.
Push her face in. Make her face flatter. Lick her ass.
Alright,
I got some.
310.
Wait, I got a good one. You ready?
671.
671.
3345.
I couldn't fucking get that shit out. Oh, man. I don't speak English.
So, we'll get you more East again.
Yo, who you got working over there?
Huh?
Who you got working over there?
Hildy and Maurice.
Yo, because they've been acting like straight fucking foolish at the fucking grill, and I just wanted to get
them. They were?
Yeah, they were. They were acting fucking foolish right now. I'm getting fucking tired of your bullshit. Yo, I don't give a fuck. Yo, why? Because I'm not black. Y'all niggas gonna try to fucking play me?
Hey, this is Inglewood Police. How can I help you?
This is the Inglewood Police.
Yeah.
This ain't no Inglewood Police. Fucking, where's my goddamn chicken? This is the Inglewood Police. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Who do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. I want the fucking... Ain't this the fucking chicken shack?
No, it's not.
So how you saying Judy and Maurice? You only got two police officers working today? Come on, sir.
If you'd like to come down and talk to you, I'd be glad to talk to you.
Talk to me about what? About getting chicken? All right, what's your address to the chicken shack? Fucking corny motherfucker. You corny fucking nigger.
Are you ready?
That's a corny
nigger. You ready?
First time you pranked him.
Are you ready?
Wait, that was actually the cops? You actually gave me the cops number?
Dude, did it sound like I gave you 911?
Shit.
Shut the fuck up.
You ready?
Alright, yeah.
718.
Alright.
992.
Alright.
1118.
Who's that?
It's a bar. It's a local bar.
It's a local bar?
It's a Chinese joint.
A local bar. Stop hating.
Yeah, it's a Chinese joint.
A local bar.
Chinese joint.
I'm up here.
Hello?
Yes?
You sound kind of cute. How you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, do you sell fried rice?
Huh?
Fried rice.
Fried rice? Only fried rice?
Yeah, and how much for you? Are you going to come over? Because I need, you know, I'm kind of lonely. You know, my penis is out. Do you speak English?
No.
Why none of these motherfuckers don't speak English? Do you have a jigaboo over there that speak English to translate? Can I at least get a motherfucker that does sign language? Because I'm trying to get an order here, and you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, do you?
So what do you want?
I want my dick inside your mouth, and I want you to swallow my cum.
Huh?
I want you to swallow my cum. My cum. Down your throat. Yum. Yum, yum. Sunny D and rum. Yum, yum. Down your throat. In your ass. I want to impregnate you in your pussy. Okay, let me translate. The chick is saying, my pussy's too tight. I have to use a fucking popsicle stick as a goddamn sanitary napkin. I think I just menstruated inside the fried chicken. Fuck it. They won't notice the difference. Motherfuck.
This is the longest call I've ever had.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Suck.
What the fuck?
Fuck. You gotta make a song out of what you were saying. I'm gonna write them a letter and tell them how they are so uncooperative with a prank call.
What?
I'm gonna write them a letter and tell them how they are so uncooperative with a freaking prank call.
Yeah, you gotta get on that.
Well, I'm gonna.
Oh. That shit was hilarious. He said in your mouth.
Alright, Louis, I got another number for you.
Okay,
you ready?
Why are people fucking leaving?
Dude.
Why are fucking people bouncing out, man? This is some fucking funny shit we got going here.
All right, I got one for you. You ready?
All right.
It's 718.
Is this Jessica?
Yes. 718. Go ahead. You ready?
It's 718.
823.
8980. What's this?
It's a place where food is being sold regularly.
What kind of food?
Mediterranean.
Bullshit. I'm sorry, but the person you called did not activate the voice messaging service.
So gay.
That's gayness.
Extremely so.
It's over the edge gayness.
Yes. Benny's phone fucking died.
Sweet.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Okay, let's go. What's going on with Craigslist? I know you wanted to check out the Craigslist.
Man, I'm just...
Yeah. So what do you think of the Tea Party?
What do you think of what I'm wearing right now?
Don't know what you're wearing.
I can tell you.
Yes.
Would you want to know?
No. Okay, let me try calling fucking Benny again, because, you know, really, this is why cordless phones are... suck.
Yeah, they do. That's why I'm sitting on top of a telephone pole.
Hello?
That's into
yeah,
it.
What happened?
Oh, I'm about to eat something.
Oh, so you just hang up?
Nope.
Oh. You don't say nothing, you just hang up? And you just, hello?
He wants you to kiss him goodnight.
Fucking asshole.
Huh?
Yeah. All right, now
there you go.
Yeah, go munch on your daddy's nuts, okay?
All right.
All right, bye. All right, what else we got? I need some more phone numbers, because I got to...
I love it when you call Spanish places.
All right, hold on. Let me see.
Okay.
All righty. Copacabana. Okay. I know exactly who to call. Nightclub. Wait, no. 20. Okay, I think I found it. Alright, here it is. This is my father's favorite fucking nightclub.
Awesome.
Yeah, so gonna go start some trouble. Okay, hold on. Let me call my dad right now to get him on the line. I think he needs to be a witness to this travesty that I'm about to do.
Please leave your message for...
God damn it. Alrighty. Oh, well. Gotta do without his blessing now. Damn it. Alright. You guys got anything? Did we just shoot our wad? We shot our wad, didn't we? We're now smoking.
You're funny.
We're smoking right now. We're smoking. It's like... So what else? Oh, I know. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sing a song.
Please.
Yes. Everybody thinks I won't.
Oh, you won't.
You think I won't?
I think you won't.
I'm going to serenade you.
your eyes, it's hard to realize the way we used to be. Why did you set me free? I gave you all my love with the hope that we will be a passion that will last through all eternity. Within my heart, I don't know what to do. Within my heart, 'cause I'm still in love with you. Within my heart, why did it have to be this way? 'Cause within my heart, I always wanted you to stay. Yeah, you are always on my mind, and I hope to someday find a love that we once shared. Can't you see I really care? You know I need you now, and I have to find out how we would ever be. Baby, you and me. Within my heart, I don't know what to do. Within my heart, 'cause I'm still in love with you. Within my heart, why did it have to be this way? 'Cause within my heart, I always wanted you to stay. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I'm still in love with you. Why did it have to be this way? 'Cause within my heart I always wanted you to stay.
Just something that had to be done. That had to be done. It's.
I feel so uncomfortable right now.
You really should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And Christy says, oh, can I call in and sing some Linda Ronstadt? No. Don't be gay.
Please don't. Don't be gay.
Don't be gay.
Can we at least call Jimmy from Yonkers and tell him we're not coming yet?
If you got fucking Jimmy's number, I'll call fucking... You know what? She's going to make me do this. She's got to make me do this.
You know what? I think you better call Jimmy.
She's got to make me do that. She made me have Jimmy. To... What's Jimmy's number?
You should know Jimmy's number by now.
I don't know fucking Jimmy's number.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
Who the fuck is Jimmy?
I'm going to tell him you said that.
All right. Stop with the bit.
Hey, tell Christy to post some nude pics.
First of all, it goes to me before you post
them. I actually seen some nude pics of Christy.
First of all, it's supposed to go to me first.
I'm not gonna lie. She has a fat ass. In fact,
ghetto booty.
In fact, Obama talked about it.
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Christy's ass is Obama approved.
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
Yep.
Obama fried chicken.
Yeah, you have to pay a subscription to look at Christy's ass. It's www.ayahuascaass.net.
Wow.
Great show, Louis.
You know what? Why does that have to be a fucking gay anthem? He's singing to a chick about a chick, man. See, no one appreciates fucking freestyle outside of New York City or Miami. Or Miami.
Miami? What are you talking about?
Nah, you know, they don't appreciate good music. I swear to God, you look at I'm not playing fucking Robbie Robb's Boricua anthem. Yeah, no, I'm doing overtime right now. We got another 45 minutes to go. Super overdrive. It's just that song's been bugging me, so I had to like freaking sing it. Send me Glenn, just fucking ask me. Just fucking say it out loud. Don't break. There is no fourth wall. This is like reality radio. This is all reality radio. Jesus. Alrighty. Anyway, Glenn is asking me for some Christy nude pics. So, Christy, feel free to send me the nude pics so that way I can send to him. Because he said, fuck you. He's telling me, fuck me.
If you're gonna, oh man, I'm not gonna get him.
Everybody wants to shoe the tray up in Christie's piece.
So, who's this Christy there?
Christy, Christy's womb hasn't... In order to get past, in order to blow up the Christy ship, you have to like fly a plane into her porthole. What?
Well, you say she has a bad head. She has a big ass.
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
Yeah. A persecuted woman.
Anyone with a big ass will be persecuted.
Persecuted? I know who Anon is. Weapon of ass destruction, yes. Yes. Man. So, anyways, yeah, what else we got? Oh, dude, remember the diss track that we got for you?
Huh?
Yeah, nothing. Anyways, crackhead singing at a funeral.
Praise the Lord, man. Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm a thing of amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
Do you still have Corey live stuff?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Amazing grace. I want people to sing with me too. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.
Live.
Yeah, okay, let's tell the story. You want to tell the story about Corey?
All right. Here's a story about a boy named Corey. He started out when his name was... No, I'm not going to rap this.
What the hell are you rapping it for?
I'm sorry, I got a little carried away. Okay, here's how it goes.
Yeah.
Here's how Jimmy would tell. So there's this kid who kept on busting Louis' balls.
No, actually, no. We didn't. He never busted my balls. We found his show on Blog Talk Radio one day, and he thought he was like, he's a young kid singing fucking trying to sing fucking Cher songs, and he wanted everyone to believe that he was having hot sex with two chicks. And I mean, you could find his name was Corey Lejeune. Corey Lejeune, and you know, he would sing songs. He actually has videos on YouTube. You know, just moving his body all faggish. I don't know what he's been doing. I haven't fucking paid him no attention in like a year or two. But anyways,
I think he's legal now, so you could stoop him.
Ew, no.
I agree.
Why would I stoop him? I don't want to stoop him.
I'm just keeping your options
There's
open,
no
dude.
No options. Dang that. The nuclear option is on the table. Mm. Anyways, yeah. So, anyways, I took one of his videos and yeah.
Hello, everybody. I'm Corey, and of course, I have fun doing many different songs that I've performed for people, for fun, for the internet, and then of course, it seemed to be the most popular song to come out of my mouth for live is. I have done two different versions of it, dance and the original sway, whatever. And
I remember this time I was at the Ramrod, and after I was at the Glory Hole and I got my drink of milk, I decided to sing this song. I hope everyone enjoys it. This is one of my most popular songs when I go to the Ramrod.
Of course, the preference for the video, the music video, and other videos people have done of me, without me singing, but had the music in it, used the dance version. Yet, my live performances had the regular version. It didn't have the dance version. And then I said, you know, I'm going to just come and I'm going to do again in a performance this version instead of the regular. And yes, thank you. Thank you. So I really thought, you know, it'd be good to get it done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I figured we'd do it well. I'm sorry, I'm just, thank you. Thank you.
This, I win because men, you're going to hear this. I win because men, you're going to hear this. Let me tell you something about them 9mm Glock Winchester rifle sniper scope. They even got on a satellite in outer space that will fuck up.
Thank you again. Not so much common seen in my live performances yet. More commonly seen in videos, the mixed videos and stuff. Thank you. Thank you again. Thank you. All the best to all of you. Thank you again. Thank you. Thank
you again. Yep.
Dude, he's hardcore.
Yeah, straight up hardcore. Maybe we misjudged him.
I gotta say, the last part. He's something else, man. He's something else.
So what up there, Gwenny? How you doing?
It's FEMA.
Oh, it's FEMA.
Oh, how you doing?
How you doing? That's FEMA, but Glenn's on.
What are you talking about?
What the fuck are you talking about? I don't have internet. What do you mean by that? Oh, you were in. No shit, Cheryl, huh? What was your first clue? Oh, I thought you were on a landline. Nigga, what the fuck?
Yeah, nigga, wipe your ass. You're full of shit.
Oh, which one?
You.
You're full of shit.
You fucking wipe your ass. I smell the pungent odor of fucking couch.
You know what that is? You know what that's from?
What?
Close your legs.
You close your... It's coming from your ass, man. Shut up.
Close your
fucking... Your fucking diseased ass, man. You know, stop fucking...
Well, yeah, COINTEL would be after you. You know, you do have... New Jersey, we are changing. You do make a lot of trouble for them, so they're going to fuck with you a little bit and... You know, maybe they might kidnap you and bring you to Camp Perry. You know, that's Williamsburg, Virginia. That's where they train the CIA.
Yeah, they train Mossad in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Do they have internship opportunities there in that camp?
Do they have a kids' bop version of fucking Camp Perry?
I don't know. Maybe that's in the street. That's the Obama's new army there. Yeah. The kids' army, the rat on everybody.
The army of little nappy heads.
Yes, they all have swastikas on their hats.
Yeah.
Because of Obama, I would be a fucking nigga. Yes, we can. I got nothing.
What's that?
Dude, I want to find this Corey live. I want to know what's he doing these days.
Ah, no, he's fucking slapping his nuts, huh?
Hey, Fema, let me ask you a question. How come all the fucking Jews can park their buses all over the fucking place where it says no parking and they don't get tickets? How come in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, there's a park, okay? On one side is Roberto Clemente Park. And they got a nice big American flag in there. And the other side is Jacob's Ladders Park, and there's no flag in there at all. How come the Jews can get away with that kind of shit all the time?
I don't know. Go ask them.
Yeah, word. Huh. And while you're at it, wipe your ass.
I neither live in Williamsburg, nor do I know what that place is. So.
Oh, it's all Hasidim.
Where?
Hasidic Jews.
I see them, but I don't believe them.
Oh. I like that. I'm serious, yeah. I don't believe them.
Jim bit my short. Bite my shorts.
Hey, Louie, why can't you? Why can't you be a spite yourself?
Because I don't walk around with a shitty ass. That's why.
Oh damn! Gonna take that shit from him?
Yeah, well. He takes his shit from everybody else.
All right, I know his address. Don't worry about it. I know every phone number in that whole place. I know everything.
You know everything, yeah. Because
I was wrong with his shitty ass.
That's don't worry about
what
it.
What the fuck? How the fuck are you listening
this to motherfucker me? Was, I talked to him. This motherfucker was dying on the phone.
Every phone number in that whole place.
Yo, shut off the fucking thing, man.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. I'll get rid of you, Ed.
This motherfucker was...
That's it. Sorry about that.
There we go. Lower your goddamn computers before cooling the shoe. Oh, man.
I didn't know that was a show. I'm trying to get into the chat. Only.
Fucking Louis, your hospital records say you're a shit's... Shit sniffer. What?
Shit sniffer?
Damn.
The hell are you talking about, fool?
His hospital record says he's a fucking AIDS fucking baby.
Oh, dude. I found Corey's page.
Yeah, well.
On MySpace.
Yeah, no, but he's not on MySpace. You gotta try Facebook.
No, he's on MySpace.
I know he's on MySpace.
Well, he's not on Facebook.
Yes, he is on Facebook.
Live entertainment, yeah, bullshit. Radio bedroom. Sounds like a... Ugh.
I found it. I found his fucking thing. It's... I'm gonna add him as a friend. That should be hilarious.
Fucking suck.
His name is Corin Anthony Lejeune.
Coral.com. Official website of Corey Legendre.
Yeah, well, Yeah, we used to fuck with this kid relentlessly. We used to post the number to his radio show on Craigslist when they used to have a free hooker section.
Dude, he's got a Twitter page.
Yeah, that we can't. I don't know what to do with that.
No, he added it on October 6th. He's grown up now. Nice.
Oh.
Dude, okay, you got it? Twitter.com.
I know, I've been there. That,
Corey LeGendre.
What the fuck are we going to do with that?
I don't know, you could freaking wipe your ass with it. I don't care.
No, we'll wipe your ass.
Oh, he's got a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Look what he wrote. It's awesome. It's like 10-10-10, and yet it's coming to an end. Someone made me realize that I'll only live to see another 10-10-10 if they make ways to keep us preserved and living that long. If I live that long, I'll probably sit. I just can't. I can't do this, man.
Don't do it.
It's all that Cher music he used to listen to. I can't.
Yeah, no, that's what he does. Was sing Cher music. So we got tired of his shit, and what we did was we would post the number to his radio show on in Craigslist, and like he'll have like a whole bunch of dudes calling looking for a chick, and he'd be like making beats, and oh, it got. Remember, it got so epic that these guys kept calling back and back and back.
Yeah.
Fucking with him relentlessly. It was fucking.
Oh man, remember Yuri? Epic. We used to call him as Yuri, and then I used to do Yuri.
It used to be Yuri from Oswego, New York.
Oswego, that's right, Oswego. Dude, who's this Terry Parker? He's posing with a picture with some old chick, Terry Parker. I don't know, man. But I wish he taped his shows. That was so funny once. That time, the dude called and he said, make some beats.
Yeah. Anyways, we got something happening 7 blocks away from my house. Apparently, October 24th at the Fun Factory on Wife Avenue between North. We have a North 15th? No, that's North 1st.
Yes.
North 5th.
What's 15th? North 15th.
There's a North 15th?
Yes.
Jesus, I didn't know that. Fuck.
How long have you been living in that neighborhood?
Shit, I don't go past that. I don't go, that's the Polish neighborhood.
That's like on either, that's on like the other side of the railroad tracks.
Yeah, man.
That's what it is.
And Banker Street in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, just, what time? What's the time?
I don't know that yet. It's not my event.
How's it not your event?
Because this is Glenn's boys' event. He's doing it at the Fun Factory. It's just at the Fun Factory.
Oh! He's doing a. Right.
He's doing a b-boy event.
Oh, okay.
So, for all you people who don't know what that is, that's breakdancers. I'm sure a lot of you do, but there's a lot of stupid people from Georgia who don't know that.
Wait, hold on a second. Glenn Zeedy is doing breakboxing? I mean, breakdancing? Glenn Zeedy? Oh, you're a pain in the ass.
Glenn ain't doing the breakdancing. It's his friend, yo. Got it?
Yeah, nah, I'm gonna be breaking your face dancing.
How long? It took you 5 minutes to come up with that?
Yeah, because I'm responding, because I'm fucking responding to other people right now, so.
You should be responding to.
Yeah.
You can't walk and chew gum? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, what, you dumb bitch?
What, you can't scratch your ass and your nuts?
Yeah, I can scratch my ass just fine. Come over here, let me wind your nose.
I'm not fucking smelling your shit-filled hands.
You've been smelling my shit since I met you. What's
fucking,
the difference
you
today?
Fucking use toilet paper, not your hand. You're not fucking from Somalia. You're not fucking from Somalia. You damn near,
that fucking
you damn near don't look like you're from Somalia, but you act like you're from fucking Somalia.
Fuck, you fucking Puerto Rican motherfucker.
Yeah, but you're old. You're old and you're gray and you're decrepit, and I'm smarter than you because you're dumb.
See? Look what it just says, that Pat doesn't need to go to the hospital to get somebody to scratch his ass for him. Ha 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 ha. Look at that.
You know what? And of course, Christy is over here. She never has my back, yo. That's fucked up.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I like to scratch Christy's ass. Oh, that's cool. Look at that.
When's she gonna show me her naked ass?
All right, fine. I'll get it. I still got some. I still got her naked pictures. I posted on Crotch Shot Radio for the world to see.
Oh.
You know, Christy, the one with the red lingerie? I got that one. I'm just kidding.
Go watch out now. You got that other asshole out there, too.
Yeah, right.
Wait, that's my lingerie pic.
Yeah, that's right. That's FEMA.
That's right.
Yeah, we got...
Hey, let me ask you a question, Louie. When you and FEMA go out, right? We know that FEMA's in drag. What do people say?
Wait, what?
When you and FEMA go out, right?
Yeah.
And FEMA, of course, he'll be in drag. What do people say to you?
They say you finally picked up a good one. How's Jimmy over there in Yonkers? Are we going to go to Jimmy? Hey, Louie.
Alrighty, one more time before we end the show.
Alright, thank you for joining us. The Crotch Out Weather Report. This is FEMA, Forest Stewart and all. I'm on the I-95 right now, so here's the weather report. It's nice and cloudy right now, although I can't really tell shit from anything because it's kind of dark. Oh, crap. Alright, kind of difficult here with all the cars. Alright. It's going to be pretty much dark all night until the freaking sun comes up. And I guess we'll see what the weather is then. Until then, go fuck yourself. See you in the studio. See that swerve over there?
Yeah.
Shit. Alright. Now that was the weather report. Now I gotta go to a hospital.
Yeah. Oh man, okay. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We're on iTunes, Zoom, Zencast. Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain, and 7 p.m. Pacific. Again, Monday through Friday. Like to thank everyone for listening to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Also, be sure you check out the crotchshotradio.com/store. Check out the prank section, Crotch Shot TV. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Like to thank... Who I like to thank? Well, I thank Glenn Z, FEMA, Travis Bickle, Bush Crime Family, Christy,
the Poverty Man.
Yeah, man. I haven't said. Yeah, remember Poverty Man? He was here the other time, man. He sent me some of his music. Anyway,
I don't know who you're talking about.
You don't remember Poverty Man? He used to listen to the... Forget
Which
it.
Which Poverty Man?
You don't... Fuck it. See. Alright. Anyways, G, why don't you plug your site? I'd like to thank the Asians as well. Oh. Good night, everybody.